Hello, hello. My name is Gemela, and you're welcome to Word for the Win. So, this is my first official episode of this podcast, and I've been struggling with this for a while. I'm talking years, years. I started trying to podcast all the way back from like SoundCloud, maybe 6, 7 years ago, and I've just been going back and forth with it, recording episodes, throwing it in trash. Just because I wasn't meeting my own standards and all of that. And I talked about that already in another video that kind of served as a prelude to this. So basically, I'm just going to take the bull by the horns and do this now. And so, what is this? Yeah, this is a word for the weary, and it's basically your corner for encouragement from a fellow child of God. Life is hard. Life is. It can be tiring, can be stressful, can be a lot of things, right? But most of all, it can be hard, very hard. And so, this is just the corner of the internet where you enjoy some easy listening and hear somebody tell you, it's okay, because I go through this too. I thought right off the bat, did I just say bat? I thought right off the bat, the first thing I should talk about is trust. Trusting that everything will be okay, trusting that your needs will be met, trusting that whatever it is you're looking for, you will find. And just because I take everything to the Bible, I take everything from a God angle, I'm going to do that with this as well. And yeah, so something happened recently that got me thinking about this, and it was the other day when I was really hungry. I had gone to the freezer. I had some beans in the freezer. So I was gonna do beans and bread, just stuff it in there. Anyways, I went to the freezer and the beans was really frozen. I was trying to you know that thing where you take from the corner and just try to get stuff. I was trying to do that and it wasn't working out, but like a grain fell. So I was like, let me keep it, let it defrost for a bit, then I'll do the microwave thing and just, I didn't want to do the whole thing before. And now I had to, so I was like, let me keep it for a while. Maybe if I can still come back, get some out of it, so I don't have to put the whole thing in the microwave. Usual, right? And so I went out, I stepped out to get bread because I didn't have for a bit. And when I came back, that grain of beans that I've fallen covered in ants. Now, my house is in a plant-dense area. There are a lot of plants, trees, so that sort of thing here. And I myself in my house, I have a lot of plants too. They're just constantly random insects around. And so, yeah, seeing ants is a regular thing. And so I saw the ants, they were going crazy over this grain of beans. When I say crazy, it was not the usual organized, take your own and go that ants do, that we know ants for. It was a frenzy. It was, I'm getting my own piece of the pie and I'm running away. It was messy. And a bit disgusting too. And so when I was seeing them, I'm looking at them going crazy about the green. I'm looking at the bowl, and I'm like, guys, there's so much more where that came from. Like, what would you do if you knew that there was so much more, like so much more than you could ever even imagine, like more than you can probably finish. That's what I was thinking, and I was remembering that incident today, and it just got me thinking about it in relation to humans when we think of provision, right? We're working every day, running around every day, doing everything just to earn money, get a good life, settle down, be happy. And it's just this constant rat race, right? Where everybody's trying so hard to get money, because once you get paid, get your money, then you're going to be happy. And then in that rush, we stop seeing the abundance, right? And we get into a frenzy. To compare it to the thing with the ants and the beans, we only see the grain of beans. We don't realize that there is a whole bowl. And so, as humans, we do something where we don't see beyond the scope of our reality. So, we see it, but we don't really see it. Like, we know things, but we don't really see them. Like, we know things, but we don't really see them. So, for instance, we know that the world is big. But do we really see that the world is big? Like, do we really think about it being big? When we think of the world being big, it really doesn't go bigger than the scope of our reality. What I'm saying, there are towns, cities, villages that you've never heard of, that you probably will never hear of, you know. I'm saying there are places where even seasoned travelers don't know exist. I'm saying there are cultures and languages that, you know, most of us have never heard of. There are things that we would hear that people do in their town that is a norm, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, this exists, this is a thing, you know. And that is how big the world is. And in relating that to you is, for me, the comparison that I could just find best was the bowl of beans to the ant. So one ant. So imagine me, one ant, right? Just seeing the grain of bean as the biggest thing, like the biggest thing I could ever see. And there's a whole bowl there and I don't even know. And I think that now, to take it to us as believers, that's where we need to start to relate to God from. Right, scripture says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Like, have you really sat down to think about the concept of the earth and the fullness thereof? I mean, one day I just felt like, and I went and took a bus, and I went on a long trip just to the last bus stop, and I came back. And here, because there are so many last bus stops, you know, it's not like it was the farthest journey, but it was pretty far. And I'm like, Lagos is big. But I can't say Lagos is big to someone who lives in Ibadan, right? Because Ibadan is bigger. And then if I'm talking about Lagos and Ibadan, if you've been to the north, which I have, you know, a few times, and you do a road trip, there's just miles and miles of empty land. And the north is big as well. And the north is hugely populated. And that is, I'm relating now to states in Nigeria. Now think about, go outside of Nigeria, go to other countries. I lived in another African country for a while, and I remember being fascinated about the places I was going to. And then one day, I was talking to friends, and they were like, but the problem is, this country was Gambia. My friends were like, but the problem is the Gambia is too small. I'm like, the Gambia is too small? How? And they're like, it's not even as big as Lagos in Nigeria. And I was blown away. But that's how we kind of get related. You realize when you think about the earth and the fullness of it, that the world is big. The world is way bigger than we think it is. But somehow, we think that there's not enough in the world for us. Somehow, we think that there's not enough resources, there's not enough food, there's not enough money, there's not enough of anything in the world for us. And so this is not me saying that you should not chase or work hard, or it's me saying work from a place of rest, right? Because the truth is, that scripture that it gives his beloved rest, I'm just gonna read it out real quick, right? Where the Bible says it giveth his beloved rest. It's one of my favorite scriptures, by the way, because I use it in context and out of context and just around the context. I use it all the time. I pray with it when I can't sleep. But yeah, this scripture is Psalm 127, verse 2, right? And basically, scripture is talking about how people would wake up and just go all out doing all the things, you know, trying to get it, make that money, but it's in vain, right? I'm gonna do the English Standard Version because it's one of the ones that I like. It says, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for it gives beloved sleep. So in terms of provision, the plan for us is to actually work with rest in mind. Like, because the toil is not what yields, it is God's blessings that yield. So I'm looking for another version. So yeah, Amplified. Now the Amplified version is one version that I love, 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 right? Amplified version says, it is in vain for you to rise early, to retire late, to eat the bread of anxious labors, for he gives blessings to his beloved even in his sleep. That's the point. The blessings are gonna come, the money, everything, all of that is going to come. Again, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it, like everything. So rest, the race to get, the race to have, the race to own. It's a lot of undue pressure that we put on ourselves without even knowing what it is doing to us. And then what this does, the return or the negative effect of this sometimes is that it takes away gratitude from you, because you start to think that everything that you have is by your hard work, is by what you've done. It's cause and effect. But there are people who, you know for a fact that the things that I have, the things that they have, those things are from God. They're from the blessings of God. There's something, there's an experience, or there's a series of experiences. There's something that God has done, I believe that God has done, that has taught me about this repeatedly, and it's this. So I'm a writer, right? And because I'm a writer, the easiest thing for me to do is think of a story. Like, whether for fun, for work, whatever, the easiest thing. Like, I might struggle in other aspects of writing, but if it comes to storytelling, in my sleep, I mean, like this, you know, I'm constantly coming up with stories and narratives and da da da, and it doesn't matter if I have no idea how. I just, the easiest thing for me to do is come up with stories, right? And so because of that, it's giving me this very active imagination. So I used to have a bad habit of sitting down and just imagine my life, my day, you know, all of that, and just get lost in the stories. And so something that God used to teach me or cure me of this bad habit that I have, that bad habit is when I pray for something, I would now sit down and imagine exactly how I want it to happen. I'm talking how I want it to happen from, say I pray for a job, I start imagining how I want it to happen, from how I meet the person who will introduce me to the person who will introduce me to the job, or how I will attend the interview. I'll sit down, tell the story of the interview in my head from top to bottom. Like, it was that bad with me. And then something that I realized was this. Every time I was praying for something or expecting something, however I thought it would happen, it would never happen that way. Now, because of how my mind works, I'm constantly coming up with new ways that this could happen. And if I can think of it, it's not going to happen that way. It got so bad with me that now I know. See, if I pray, God, I want some water, I don't think that, if I imagine that, oh, maybe someone will just come with water, I don't think that's how it's going to happen. Like, it literally taught me not to put God in a box or put... And this thing, what it did for me was, it taught me not to put God in a box or put God within the box of my expectations. Because sometimes we do that, right? When we pray, when we work, when we create plans, we just, you know, foresight. I mean, it's good. Planning is good. But then we just analyze it and we're like, it's likely to happen this way. And that's great. But the point of this is we should learn to trust God. Like the ants, don't focus on the grain when there's a whole bone. When we do that, we take away the consciousness. But when we do that, we're not acting under the consciousness of who God is and what he has. And what God has is immeasurable. There are many scriptures that speak to this. You know, there's a scripture that says, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. 1,000 hills. Now, the cattle on one hill, I'm not sure that it's like two. It's not one cattle on one hill. It's cattle. And he owns all of them. And if we could just sit down, right? The place of rest in work, the place of rest in, yeah, I think if I'm going to, you know, just summarize what I'm talking about today, is thinking about the place of rest in work and life, is that we need to operate with the knowledge that there is already provision. There is already provision. all the resources you need already exist. All the resources I need already exist. All the things I need to work, all the things I need to live, all the things I need to survive, all the things that they already exist. And I will not get them by my toil, like the scripture said, Psalm 127:2. I will not get them by my hard work. I will get them as blessings from God. Even the work, you know, scripture tells us, you know, he giveth the power to make well. Every good and perfect gift is from God. So this is just me encouraging you to start to see provision from the angle of the giver and not your angle, because you're the receiver. The problem is sometimes we see provision from the angle of us, the receiver. You see provision from the angle of the receiver. Now, the receiver doesn't know anything about the source. The receiver, when you're thinking about the angle of receiver, the receiver is the person in need. The receiver is the person lacking something. The receiver is the person who does not have the resource. If you keep seeing God or seeing God's gift or seeing provision from the angle of the receiver, you will never understand the power of the giver. You need to start seeing provision from the angle of who the giver is. And who is the giver? God. And if God is the giver, there is nothing that cannot be God. I need to stop eating this like. If God is the giver, there is nothing that he cannot do, right? There is nothing, there's literally nothing that you need that God cannot give you. It's wild to me. It's so crazy that it makes me start asking for, at some point, I just start asking for ridiculous things. Because I know that there is nothing that I need that God cannot give me. And so, my leg is cramping. Whoa. And so, if I've not said anything to you today, I hope that this one you heard, and it's that, you know, approach work with rest. Approach life with rest. Approach your needs, even from a place of rest. When you think of your needs, when you think of resources, when you think of how provision will come, approach all of that from a place of rest, knowing that these are things that you already have in God. These are things that God will already, has already given to you. They're not things that you're going to need to work extra for. They are things that you just need to open up and receive in Christ. And, you know, lastly, because we're human, because life happens, there are times that doubt will occur. One of my favorite things to do is to reemphasize, remind myself of what God has said to me, you know, about me. Or remind myself of what the scripture has said that God has said about me. And for the Lord will provide all my needs according to his riches in glory. I go back and remind myself. That heals the cause of a thousand ills. I go back and remind myself that if I ask, I shall receive. If I knock, the door will be open. If I seek, I will find. I go back and remind myself that the Lord daily loads me with his benefits, that my lines fall in pleasant places. I go back and I say those things to myself, you know. It's such a part of my routine, you know. I'm working, I'm at work, I'm typing, I'm like, oof, I am so blessed. I just say, like, I am so blessed. Hey! And somehow, that started to shift my perspective. So I'll be down with my last 500 naira. And I'm making plans to go out. And I do not have any idea how, you know, I'll get there. But I'll get there. You know, it just always happens. I'm scheduling shoots, you know, making appointments to go do stuff that I know I need to pay for without a dime for it. And it just works out. And that has been my experience with God and his provision. And so today I'm just going to encourage you to see provision from the angle of who God is to you. He's a father. You know, there's that scripture that says, you being evil, how many of you will a child ask for bread and you give him a stone? Or will your child ask for a fish and you give him a snake? He said, how much more your father in heaven? So it means that more than your parents love you, God loves you more. More than your parents are willing to do for you or give to you, God is gonna do more. And just me thinking, I don't know if I'm the only one, but thinking about it from that angle just gets me to a place where my mind is blown. I'm so humbled because there's an assurance of how loved I am. There's an assurance of how much I have access to. As a matter of fact, it's almost scary sometimes. Like, I have access to all of this. You know, you start to think about it. The easiest way to think about it is from the creation story. And then God made them and he said, you know, multiply, have dominion, all of that. And it's teaching me just how much I have access to, how much power I have. And so what occurs to me is not lack. What occurs to me is not problems. I mean, oh my gosh, my list of needs. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so long, but there is also an assurance, right? There's a joy just knowing those things, I'll get them in due time, you know. And there's a rest that comes with that. So there's a rest that comes with knowing. Now imagine, to take it back to the issue of the ants and the bees. Imagine in the midst of those ants, there were like two ants that went, oh, but this is Kemi's kitchen. So why do we not just ask her for our own individual grains? And then if they did that, of course, for me, it'd just be two grains of beans. Maybe for them, it's all the food they need to eat for the rest of their lives. For me, it's just two grains. And this is crazy how this keeps putting it in perspective for me. And I don't know if this is even the right analogy. I feel like it's a weird analogy to use, but it's such a clear image in my head, right? So imagine if two of those aunts came to me and they're like, Kemi, please. We see the rest of the people, you know, struggling for the one bean, but we know that you own the kitchen. We know that you own the entire kitchen. And we know that in this kitchen, there's more where that came from. We know that in this kitchen there's cooked beans and there's raw beans and there's, you know, white beans and there's black-eyed beans and then there's red kidney beans. And because we know that you have all these varieties of beans, we just want you to give us our own grain. Look, I'll give them their own grain. I might even find it so cute and give them an extra just because. I might give them two each just because. You know why? Because giving them that one or two grains is not going to make even a dent. It's not going to make a dent in the general scheme. And when I make analogies like this, I get excited because I feel like it's not even the same thing. But you know, I feel like that's just what puts it in perspective for me. I was thinking about it for a while and just losing it, laughing out loud, losing my mind because it was so crazy to me. Sometimes we're here struggling over the grain of beans, the grain of rice, when God owns the entire kitchen. He owns the entire kitchen. Everything that you could ever want is in there, that you could ever need, it's guaranteed in there. And so, you know, I'm going to encourage you today. I don't know how many times I've said it, I just want to encourage you today. But yeah, that's just what I want to do, right? It's Kemi, your gentle sister here. Just saying, just when you think about your needs, when you think about your wants, when you think about provision, please stop thinking about it from the angle of your reality. You're the receiver. Your reality in this is so different from the reality of the provider. You know, I was discussing with somebody and she was talking about, you know, wanting God to speak to her, and she was expecting God to speak to her some certain way. And I'm like, you don't realize this. You don't realize that when the scripture says, as the heavens are far from the earth, so are my thoughts far. You don't realize what it means. And so I told her, I said, look at the sky. Do you know what it took to make this sky? And put it there where it is, and it's doing all the things that the sky does. And like, and you expect the entity that made that to think at your level? Hey, so if the entity that made that cannot think at your level, why do you think that it will have at your level, or it will give at your level? You cannot. I mean, we hear pastors say all the time, or you say, yo, this is not like, this is not one of those calls to give or anything. It's a call to believe in the power of the provider, in the power of God to provide for you. It's a call to trust in that power. You think the person that made the sun, you think the being that made the sun and made the moon cannot provide you food, shelter, you know, your school fees, money for your next big project? You think the being that created stars, all those stars that you see, you think the being that created animals from the biggest to the tiniest, weirdest ones, you think that being does not have the resources or the creativity to figure out a way to just provide or answer your prayers or give you what you've always needed easily? Don't doubt. See, if you don't take anything away from this today, because I'm getting excited now. I don't know. But yeah, this happens every day. I get excited. If you don't take anything away from this today, take away the fact that God can be trusted to provide for you. In fact, take from this the fact that there is already provision. You just need to access it. There is already provision. Don't be one of the ants. Don't struggle for a grain when there's a full bowl. Don't struggle for a grain when you are in the kitchen of the owner. When you have, and even better, you have access to the owner. You don't need to write a letter or pray for 10 hours to see the owner. You just need to sit down and call, God, please. And you begin to see things turn around, you know, work out. And it may take a day, it may take a week, it may take a month, it may take a year, however long it takes, it's still working for your good. Also keep that in mind. It's still working for your good. Whether it takes 1 or 2 days, whether it takes, you know, 1 week or 2 months, however long it takes, it's still working for your good. It's still in line. You know, your prayers are still being answered. But you gotta start from trusting. Trusting that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Yeah. I'm getting excited. I'm sweating a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. As far as first episodes go, I think this is where I'm gonna stop this. I am trusting God for the courage to upload this. I'm trusting God for the courage to finish editing this and then upload it. I'm trusting God for I'm trusting God for the ability to trust in the fact that this is something that I should be doing. And you know, I'm just trusting God for boldness. Yeah, this is like a vulnerable moment for me, but yeah. I'm trusting God for boldness. I'm trusting God for boldness to upload this. And if I do, you know, I mean, welcome. We're at, you know, it's go time. We've launched it. What else? Yeah, I also I'm gonna be doing this every episode is to recommend a song that I really like or that I'm working with or that is speaking to me. Recently, the song that is speaking to me is Worthy of My Praise by Dosun Yekun and Lawrence Oyo. If you haven't heard it, you need to go hear it. I'm just, yeah, it's, I was going to stop playing it and I realized I was still recording. It's a beautiful song. It's such a powerful song. It's a song that is so great that I'm hearing the song in my sleep. I'm not even joking. Like I even had a skit idea about the song because that's how great it is. Yeah, because at the beginning, Dosun Yekun says, "Wake up, wake up, wake up," and I kid you not, I'm hearing like early in the morning. I'm trying not to, you know. I hear, "Wake up, wake up, wake up." Like it's I don't know. It's powerful. It's a powerful song, you know. And then it's a song that also just moves me to pray every time, right? Every time I hear it, I just go into this mode where I just start praying in tongues, praying in other languages, just praying. Like it really moves me to pray. So yeah, some recommendation for both. So yeah, song recommendation for the week, worthy of my praise, Dosie Oyekan and Lawrence Oil. And that's it. Thank you so much for coming to this first episode. So, and yeah, I decided that for my sign out, every episode, I'm just going to say this scripture to you. It's in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I'm going to read it out. So, I'm going to do the New Living Translation. And it's, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. Yeah. Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you're healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. Thank you for watching until the next episode. God bless you. Bye.